Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are in the chapter that we should not delay in doing good deeds. We should not procrastinate, but good deeds as soon as possible we should do. We don't know what holds for us in the future, in the coming moments, in the coming hours, days. So we should not delay. In that regard, we discussed about nafil namazas, all the different types of nafil namazas, that even with our farz namazas, all the nafils that are there, we should try and perform them. Zohar, we should try and make not 10 rakats, but 12 rakats. Now, just last night somebody reported that when we don't pay attention to this, he went to a certain place where Zohar, they're only making 4 rakats. Fajr, or Adhan in Awwal worked, and no time for Sunnah. Straight away, only 2 for us. So if you are not on our guard, then these things get cut out. So we should try and do it fully. Zohar, 12 rakats, etc. Isha, 17 rakats. Very important that we try and maintain that. Then the other nafil namazes also we mentioned. Ishraq, Chasht, Awwabin, Tahajjud. And then, besides that, Salatu Tawbah, Hajjah, etc. Two namazes that we forgot to mention is Salatu Tahiyyatul Masjid and Tahiyyatul Wudu. These are also important namazes we should try and make. Whenever we make wudu, when it is possible, try and make 2 rakats of Salatu Tahiyyatul Wudu as well. And when we come to the masjid, try and come a bit earlier by adhan time, if you are in the masjid, then it is possible to maintain all this. We should make 2 rakats of tahiyyatul masjid. Every time we come, we should try and read. Otherwise, ulama have written, the masjid which we frequent all the time, at least once in 24 hours, we should try and make our tahiyyatul masjid. When we are making regularly namaz in one masjid, then at least once we should make tahiyyatul masjid. The question comes also about the about the fajr sunnats, that should we make it at home or should we make it in the masjid? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam performed his sunnats at home, and that was the sunnat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. After when he used to wait at home, and Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should go and call him when namaz is ready, when time for namaz, Nabi Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he should come, and without sitting down, he should go straight on the Imam's musalla and start with namaz. His sunnahs he had read at home already. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that nowadays we come a bit earlier, and if we make our sunnats in the masjid, if we make the sunnats at home, then we miss out our tahiyyatul masjid. Tahiyyatul masjid is also made before sitting down. This is another important point. When we come to the masjid, if we start reading our sunnats also straight away without sitting down, then our tahiyyatul masjid gets done in that also. But better, we try and make it separately, at least once a day, 2 rakats, we try and make it separately. If we come just in time for namaz, and we join the namaz, our tahiyyatul masjid is done in the namaz. So, if we make our sunnats at home, and we come to the masjid, then we sit down. And then the tahiyyatul masjid is left out. Also, if for any reason, at any time we are in a masjid, we go to a masjid, and there isn't the occasion for tahiyyatul masjid. Like for example, it is zawal time, after asr time. We came before maghrib earlier. Now you can't read nafil, we can't read our tahiyyatul masjid at that time. So we should try and read the third kalima 3 times. Before sitting down, read the third kalima 3 times. And so with regard to the fajr sunnahs, if we come to the masjid a little bit before and we sit down, we miss out on our tahiyyatul masjid. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should come and make the faraz immediately, so his tahiyyatul masjid was included in there. So ours will be left out. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, that we should come to, we should make the Tahiyyatul Masjid in the Masjid. Our two sunnats of Fajr, we should preferably make it in the Masjid and not at home. And similarly with all the other sunnats also. As just I mentioned, that people are leaving out their sunnats, if people are going to the extent that the sunnat and muakkada is also left out. And if we make our sunnats at home, nowadays ulama generally also state that we should make our sunnats in the masjid, because people will get the impression that we are not making sunnats. If we are making that at home, making them at home, they don't know we are making it at home. The masjid is basically for the faraz namaz. Sunnats we should make at home. We should not, and in any case, we should not make our masjid, our houses like Qabristan, that we don't make namaz at home. We should make. So if we are making the sunnats in the masjid, at least occasionally make nafal namaz at home also. And the women folk do make, but we also should occasionally make namaz, in fact regularly make some nafil namaz at home. So that is also very important namazes, the tahiyyatul masjid and the tahiyyatul wudu. And there are great, great rewards for them also. So all we should try and get in a habit of making, and as we explained, one great benefit, as soon as we start, so we are so to say working in this company of making nafal namazes. If for any reason now we, out of helplessness, we cannot make it, like we go on a journey, we get sick, old age comes, then we keep on getting the sawab of that. If we were doing it when we were healthy, when we were at home, and now for a valid reason we cannot do it anymore, we will still get the sawab. But if we were not doing it, and now sickness came, may Allah protect us, or old age, because of old age now we cannot do it, then we won't get that sawab if we were not doing it. And at that time, usually, then a person starts feeling sorry that I was not making my namazes, etc., the nafils, but then you can't get that sawab in any case. So we should try and not delay and start with this nafil namazes as soon. We should not be let shaitan influence us, and that now you are still young. When you get old, then you can start with your nafil namazes. Nobody knows if he's going to see the next moment also. We should not delay, we should start. Whether it is a young boy, a young person, whether it is students in the madrasa also. Previously, when there was a different environment, students were not encouraged to make nafil namaz, they should pay more attention to their studies. But now, if they are encouraged to make their nafil namaz also, so we should not delay. Allah give us tawfiq for all our nafil namazes, our niyat, which we also discussed, the different niyats we can do, and as soon as we start, we can start accumulating the great wealth of akhirat, which is really the wealth. This of dunya is just temporary, it is of a very inferiority quality, and it is very temporary. The real life and the real earnings of akhirat. May Allah let us start as soon as possible, and we start preparing and making our treasure, our zakhira for the akhirat. Subhanallah.